Off the ball.
Rugby.
We are such a minor sport here. We are competing against these giants. And the only thing we've got is the Wallabies. Because rugby league and AFL, they don't have someone wearing a gold jersey all the time.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, we'll have the latest instalment of the Alexander Isak Newcastle saga. Ireland international Leanne Kiernan signs a new deal with Liverpool, and we'll hear from Robbie Keane with his Ferencváros side facing an uphill task to qualify for the Champions League. First today, though, Alexander Isak says promises have been broken by Newcastle and the relationship can't continue as he looks to force through an exit this summer. 19 days have passed since Newcastle rejected a bid of £110 million from Liverpool for the Sweden international, who remains in a standoff with the club over his future. It's been reported Isak believed he'd be allowed to leave Newcastle if a big club came in for him and offered the right price. On Tuesday, Isak posted a statement on Instagram to explain why he wasn't at the PFA Awards, where he was named in the Premier League Team of the Season. The Swede believes that promises were broken and that the relationship between him and the club can continue. Newcastle then replied with a statement of their own. They say they were disappointed and that he remains under contract. No commitment has ever been made by a club official that he can leave this summer. Isak scored 27 goals in all competitions last season, including one in the Carabao Cup final against Liverpool, when Newcastle won 2-1 to end their 70-year wait for a major domestic trophy. Liverpool's Mohamed Salah and Arsenal's Mariona Caldente took home the main awards at those PFA Awards last night. Salah, who was key to Liverpool's Premier League title success, has become the first player to win the men's PFA Player of the Year 3 times. Caldente scored 19 times in all competitions to help her win the PFA Player's Player of the Year. She was part of Arsenal's Champions League winning squad. Leanne Kiernan has signed the new contract at Liverpool. The Ireland international has been with the WSL club since 2021, and she played a crucial role in the club winning the championship in 2022. The 26-year-old from Cavan has had injury problems during the last few seasons, which have also affected her international career with the Girls in Green, most notably across her place at the World Cup in 2023. Kiernan has scored 23 goals in the WSL. Tottenham's pursuit of Manchester City winger Savinho appears to have stalled. Spurs are reluctant to meet the £70 million asking price, so instead Spurs now have their eye on Monaco's Magnus Akliouche as a more affordable alternative. A deal there could cost around £47.5 million. Tottenham remain in talks to sign Eberechi Eze from Crystal Palace. If that deal goes through, Palace are considering Southampton winger Tyler Dibling as a possible replacement. The 19-year-old is attracting interest from Nottingham Forest, Everton and also clubs in Germany. Chelsea striker Nicholas Jackson could be on the move. Aston Villa are now the latest club to show a serious interest. Villa are on the lookout for a number 9 and Chelsea are open to letting the Senegal international leave. Talks are progressing with both clubs hoping to reach an agreement before the transfer window closes on the 1st of September. Wolves and West Ham are both targeting a deal for Barcelona midfielder Marc Casado. The 20-year-old, a product of the Catalan club's academy, is a key target for both Premier League clubs. Marseille's season has started in disarray after a 1-0 loss to 10-man Rennes over the weekend. Tensions boiled over after the match. Reports of a physical altercation between Jonathan Rowe and Adrien Rabiot means both players have been placed on the transfer list. Rowe, who only joined from Norwich earlier this summer, is already in talks with Bologna. Rabiot could be on his way to the Premier League. Veteran striker Jamie Vardy is assessing his next move after leaving Leicester. The 38-year-old has now been linked with a switch to Celtic, where he could reunite with former manager Brendan Rodgers. Ipswich have submitted a loan bid for Newcastle midfielder Lewis Miley, but it's believed Eddie Howe wants to keep the 19-year-old at the club as they prepare for Champions League football this season. And speaking of Newcastle, they are very much one of the clubs frustrated by PSR. And football finance expert Kieran Maguire joined Owen Sheehan on the football show on Tuesday night. He explained why these rules might be here to stay a little bit longer in the Premier League.
I think there are potential solutions, but none of them will get past the 14 votes. In order to change the manifesto, in order to change the rule book of the Premier League, you need a two-thirds majority. How many clubs are going to vote for to change the rules to such a way that it reduces their profits? Because some clubs are reliant upon the player trading model, either from their academy. If you take Chelsea, for example, who are absolutely brilliant at it, yeah, they've sold Mason Mount, they've sold Conor Gallagher, they've sold Figo Tomori, they've sold Tammy Abrahams. Yeah, you look at them and they've generated, you know, hundreds upon hundreds of millions. Why vote to make things worse for yourself? And a lot of the clubs will be saying, well, I've not used the academy for the past 3 or 4 years, but yeah, if we do get a couple of good lads coming through, that's our get out of jail free card. So the rules, in my view, are not fit for purpose. I think they encourage bad behaviour in the sense that it incentivises clubs to sell the academy players coming through rather than more senior players. But unless you have a complete rethink of the rules and a complete rethink of how the accountants deal with players, which it can be done, but the trouble is, every time you change the rules, I can guarantee this is what will happen. A smart lawyer and a smart accountant will go into a room together and they will be told, don't come out until you've found a loophole. You know, we've seen this with other clubs. Selling naming rights for stadiums that don't exist, selling the women's team to yourself, selling car parks to yourself, signing players on 8-year contracts, whatever it's going to be. The people who are designing the rules, they're smart, but they're up against super smart people whose job it is to get their way around the rules. And all it becomes is an arms race. And it's a pretty depressing football environment when you've got celebrity football accountants and celebrity football lawyers.
Remember to celebrate the return of our Premier League commentaries alongside our League of Ireland coverage. All our football coverage is completely free in your OTB Football podcast feeds. It includes all the best bits from the John Giles retirement night.
The John Giles era with Off the Ball has come to an emotional end.
Off the Ball wouldn't exist the way it does without the existence of John Giles.
Helped by a plethora of John's friends and family within and without football, we pay tribute to the great man in front of a selected audience.
So we are here tonight to celebrate not just the impact John has had on Off the Ball over the last 20 years or so, but really the unrivaled impact that he's had on Irish football going back 70 years.
This week in the OTB football feed, look out for the full John Giles tribute night.
If we didn't say John was the best player I've ever played with, he would tell you why he was.
Eddie, I might come to that in a minute. Yeah. Yeah.
We speak to John himself about his 7 decades in football, former Leeds teammates Eddie Gray and Joe Jordan, plus tributes from Liam Brady, Brian Kerr and many more.
As you say, it's what, 20 odd?
23 years.
20 years. Well, they did well to put up with me for 20 years.
Released in 3 parts, we'll drop the first part of the John Giles tribute night on Tuesday morning. And to mark the occasion, it will be available for free for a limited time only. The John Giles tribute, only available in your OTB football feed.
Robbie Keane's hopes of leading Ferencváros back to the Champions League took a major blow last night. The Hungarian champions were beaten 3-1 at home to Karabag in the first leg of their playoff. Ireland international Callum O'Dowda played the full 90 minutes for the home side, who were ahead at halftime in Budapest. But Karabag, who beat Shelburne in the second qualifying round, scored 3 times in the second half to put them firmly in the driving seat. But Keane says there is still hope despite being 2 goals down.
Obviously just the 2 almost set piece goals from a corner. We had our chances also. Football is a small margin of error. The hope that can give us hope is that they already think they've won. Football can always come back and kick you where it's not good.
Rangers boss Russell Martin says their Champions League playoff with Club Brugge is still wide open despite a 3-1 loss at home in the first leg. Rangers were 3-0 down inside 20 minutes at Ibrox. They were booed by the fans at the end of both halves. Martin says he's proud of his players that they kept going to give them a fighting chance.
The tie is still game on. We've been away to 2 teams that have been chasing us, and now we get to be the one that's chasing and hunting and really can attack the game. So I'm excited about that opportunity, and the players have done that in the second half and the fans as well, with the energy has completely changed.
He still thinks they can turn the tie around in Belgium next week.
I know for change there has to be a bit of pain, and we went through too much in the first half and stuff that was self-inflicted, which is the most frustrating bit.
Former Rangers striker Chris Boyd says last night's result will cost them dear.
The first half was embarrassing. 2-0 down after 7 minutes, 3-0 down after 20 minutes. I know Russell Martin will probably come out and say the second half they've got to take the positives from that, but there's nothing to be positive about for Rangers tonight.
Elsewhere in Europe last night, Pavos FC beat Red Star Belgrade 2-1 away from home in the first leg as they look to become the first Cypriot team to qualify for the Champions League proper since Apoel in 2017. Tonight, four more ties in the playoff round. Celtic boss Brendan Rodgers says qualifying for the Champions League will be a statement of intent for the season ahead. The Scottish champions host Kairat Almaty at Parkhead in the first leg of their playoff. Rodgers wants to make the most of their home advantage.
You want to arrive into these games. This is a massive game. There's always that feeling when I was here first, the big games seem to be right at the very beginning, and this is exactly what this is, because this tees you up for the rest of your season.
Celtic captain Callum McGregor says it's a competition the club should be striving for.
The club is determined to be in the Champions League. That's where the players want to be. That's where the club want to be. So now we have to earn the right. Obviously, the last couple of years we've been straight in. But now we have to earn the right the same way that everyone else has went through the qualification process.
After taking care of Feyenoord last week, Jose Mourinho's Fenerbahce take on one of his former teams, Benfica, in the playoffs. Benfica are now managed by former Wolves boss Bruno Lage. Last season's Europa League semi-finalist Bodo Glimt are at home to Austrian side Sturm Graz, and Basel face FC Copenhagen. All of tonight's games kick off at 8 o'clock. And remember, we'll have full live and exclusive commentary on the Go Loud app and on News Talk of Shelburne's first leg of their Conference League playoff against Linfield at Talcott Park. It'll start from 7 o'clock. And this week's live League of Ireland commentary will come from Dalymount Park on Friday night. It's Bohemians against Cork City. Last night, Bohemians' 9-game unbeaten run came to an end after they lost 2-1 at home to Piemont United in the SSE Airtricity Women's Premier Division. Ellen Dolan scored twice in the second half for Piemont, who came from a goal down to pick up their first league win since May. Kylian Mbappe's second half penalty gave Real Madrid a 1-0 win at home to Osasuna in their opening game of the season in La Liga. It was also a first league game in charge of Real for Xabi Alonso, who handed Trent Alexander-Arnold a league debut. Dean Huijsen and Alvaro Carreras were also in the back four. An 18-year-old Argentinian midfielder Franco Mastantuono came off the bench for his Real debut. And Brazilian goalkeeper Fabio has broken the record held by former England international Peter Shilton for the most competitive appearances in world football, according to his club Fluminense. The 44-year-old made his 1,391st appearance in the last 16 of the Copa Sudamericana, the South American equivalent of the Europa League, to beat America de Cali 2-0 at the Maracanã. Fabio made his professional debut in 1997. He spent all his career in Brazil. He's represented clubs such as Vasco da Gama, Cruzeiro and Fluminense. His record-breaking outing on Tuesday was his 235th match for Fluminense. According to the Guinness Book of Records, Shilton held the record with 1,390 appearances. He claims he played 1,387. But Fabio, who never won a senior cap for Brazil despite winning the Under-19 World Cup in 1997, is only being recognised by his club as the outright record holder now that he has passed that tally of 1,390. That's about all we have time for on today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
Diverted, a 10-part Off the Ball original series telling the story of sport and other things on a journey through Latin America.
I'm nervous and police will use tear gas.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, Jesus.
You're looking at two of the best professional wrestlers in Mexico City.
So if you hear anything about the Gringo Loco, that's me, okay?
Diverted has been named among Apple Podcasts' best so far list of 2025.
We were on our own at 3,600 meters.
We have that mark as narcos, cocaine, violence, as a Pablo Escobar thing.
To be honest with you, if I never see Route 40 again, I will be a happy, happy man.
Diverted. All 10 parts are available now for free via Apple Podcasts.
I thought Route 40 was the most lonely road in the world. Turns out Route 25 is somehow even lonelier.